Today's scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament.
Book 今日的经文来自旧约.
The book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21 to 31.
是出埃及记的第十四章的第21到31节.
We'll first read this responsibly, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们用回应的方式读出，首先是英文，然后是广东话。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them, into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Clogging their chariot wheels, so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians."
And the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, and the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horses."
So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Let us read 31 together. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses.
出埃及记第十四章第21到31节。 摩西向海伸杖，耶和华便用大东风使海水一夜退去，水便分开。 海就成了干地。埃及人追赶他们，法老一切的马匹、车辆和马兵都跟着下到海中。
又使他们的车轮脱落，难以行走，以致埃及人说：我们从以色列人面前逃跑吧，因耶和华为他们攻击我们了。摩西就向海伸杖，到了天一亮，海水仍旧复原。 埃及人被水逃跑的时候，耶和华把他们推翻在海中。以色列人却在海中走干地，水在他们的左右作了长环。 我们一起阅读第31节。以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。God
bless the reading and hearing of his word.
主祝福听到和读到的人。
Today we have Brother Jin Chung bring a message titled See, Fear, and Believe in the Lord.
今日嘅讲道系由郑振源弟兄为我们讲，在神中看见、敬畏、信服。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
It's good to see you all once again.
好高兴再一次见到你。
And good to see some of you haven't seen you for a while.
亦都好高兴见到有啲有一排我哋冇见过嘅人。
We're dealing with crossing the Red Sea, don't we?
我哋今日讲嘅系过红海。
Raise your hand if you've ever heard of the story of crossing the Red Sea.
有冇人从来冇听过呢个故仔嘅咧
？Yeah. If not all of you, this is one of the most well-known miracles in the Old Testament.
是旧约圣经里边一个好出名嘅故仔。
Since we know the story, rather than going through verse by verse,
咁既然我都好熟悉呢个故仔嘅时候，我唔需要一节又一节咁去讲。
We want to deal with God behind the working of the miracle.
咁我想今日着重嘅系讲到喺背后神所做嘅工作。
Because these miracles ought to point us to God。
因为呢一啲嘅神迹都将我哋指向神耶和华嗰度。
So in other words, miracles show us or teach us who God is。
佢话俾我哋听神系边一个。
In the Old Testament。Also, this story of the Red Sea crossing has been referenced by many other books.
咁过红海呢一段嘅故事，亦都喺其他嘅圣经里边好多次提出嚟。
And there's Isaiah and Nahum.
咁有呢个拿鸿书，有呢个以赛亚书。
And there are Micah and also Joshua.
亦都有约书亚记，亦都有尼嘉书。
And even in the New Testament, Paul mentions of the story in Ephesians.
咁亦都喺以弗所书里边，保罗亦都提出过出嚟。
We're going to focus on the life of Israel and death of Egypt.
咁我哋想讲嘅系讲到以色列人佢嘅生，亦都讲到埃及人嘅死。
So more than the supernaturals that happened.Rather than, we're not trying to explain how the Red Sea split in half.
咁我今日唔会去讲啊，点解呢个红海点样样去被分开咧
？But we wanted to deal with the purpose behind of this miracle.
但我系想讲嘅喺呢个奇迹后边嘅神。
Now there's a word that I want you to kind of have it in your background as we hear the word of God, and it's the word called theophany.
咁我哋今日好想讲一个嘅字叫 theophany。
Theophany is a two words put together: theo, God, phany, appearance。
咁讲到其实两个字，第一个部分系神，亦都第二个部分讲到出现，即系神嘅出现。
So when we talk about miracles of God, we are seeing theophany, which is visible appearances of the invisible God.
咁即系话一个系你睇唔到嘅神，但系当佢做奇迹嘅时候，佢喺你嘅面前出现。
So in today's Red Sea, we see also a theophany, which is God performing His work in time and in space in Exodus.
咁当我哋去今日睇红海嘅时候，我哋睇到一样嘢，就话喺呢个嘅出埃及记里边睇到神嘅话语，睇到神喺嗰个时候嗰一个地方去出现。
Now why would he do that？
点解佢要咁做咧
？Because if you remember right, Israelites could have gone to the Promised Land straight up to the northeast without going around the wilderness.
本来其实佢好简单，一出咗埃及，向呢个东北方向一行，就可以进入呢个迦南地。
So why would God do that？
咁但系点解佢要咁样做吓？要好似兜过一个旷野嗰度咧
？If you read chapter 14, repeated phrases that we read about.
咁如果喺第十四章里边啊，喺之前你睇到有一啲重复嘅字。
For example, if you have a Bible, please do look up with me, Exodus 14, verse 4. Let me read it to you. It says, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them as an Israelites, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord."
咁喺第十四章第四节，佢咁话：我要使法老的心刚硬，他要追赶他们，他们就是以色列人。我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人也知道我是耶和华。于是以色列人这样行了。
And in verse 8, our God hardens the heart of Pharaoh. It says, "And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king Egypt, and he pursued the Israel." People of Israel, while the people of Israel were going out defiantly.
在第八节也这样说，他说耶和华使法老王，埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是昂然无惧的出埃及。
And in verse 17, it says, "I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and his horsemen."
我要喺第十七节佢话，我要使埃及人的心刚硬，他们就跟着下去。我要在法老和他的全军、车辆、马兵上得荣耀。
And verse 18.
第十八节。
The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.When I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen.
我在法老和他的车辆马兵上得荣耀的时候，埃及人就知道我是耶和华了。
So God hardened Pharaoh's heart for a purpose.
所以神将法老的心去刚硬有他的原因。
And God purposefully took Israelites roundabout pathway to the promised land.
咁再亦都解釋咗點解呢個原因，神刻意叫呢個埃及啲以色列人去兜一個圈，然後進入呢個迦南地。
And let's look at verse 30 and 31. 30 says, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore." Verse 31. "And Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and they believed in the Lord and his servant Moses."
当日耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了。三十一节，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，又敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
But you know who else saw the great works of God?
还有谁看到这个神的大能呢?
In verse 25, it says this, "Clogging their chariot wheels, so that they drove heavily." We're talking about Egyptians. "And the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians.'"
在25节里面他说，又使他们的车辆，他们就是埃及人，难以行走，以致埃及人说，我们从以色列人面前逃跑，因为耶和华为他们攻击我们了。
Now at the end of the day, God's great power, in other words, God's glory was manifested not to just his peopleBut also his people's enemies.
咁喺段经文我哋睇到就话，睇到神嘅荣耀唔单止喺佢嘅子民以色列人上面去彰显，亦都喺佢敌人面前系可以见证到佢嘅荣耀。
In other words, until a person sees the great works of God, they are yet to be remaining. At the seashore of the Red Sea,
咁除非啲人係真係見到佢哋嘅時候，佢能夠見到嘅，即係呢個喺紅海裏邊嘅海邊。
But when a person truly sees the great power of God, then they will fear Him, and they will believe in Him, and this is to glorify God.
但是当一个人去真正见到神的大能的时候，他们会敬畏他，他们会信服他。
Now, when I was growing up, I had a question. What does it mean to glorify God? You tell us to glorify God, Pastor, but what does it mean?
当我成长的时候，我经常都问一个问题，什么叫做敬畏，什么叫做荣耀神呢？
And after a few years, I realized God doesn't need us to glorify Him in a sense that He needs to be glorified from God.Creatures like us.
神其实不需要我们被造的人任何一个去荣耀祂。
God doesn't need our glorification act to be glorified because He's already far, He's already glory in glory to the max.
既然这个神已经是在荣耀中的时候，祂其实不需要我们所做一些好的事去荣耀祂。
So if it's not for God that we are to glorify, then why does He ask us to glorify Him?
咁既然我哋唔需要去荣耀神嘅时候，咁点解神叫我哋去荣耀佢咧？
It is for you and I.
为咗你同我嘅好处。
It is for His people.
系为咗佢嘅子民。
It is for us that He wants us to glorify Him.
系为咗我哋嘅缘故去荣耀佢。
So that we may know Him and enjoy Him forevermore.
好使我哋能够与神同在，亦都享受佢嘅团契。
Because that glory, that everlasting glory, is where we will worship and behold together when we die and be united with Christ.
因为当我哋有一日我哋去过世，我哋系同神一齐嘅时候，嗰一个被荣耀嘅地方就系我哋将来所在嘅地方。
So this glorification is imminent in our life, but also very distant.
所以这个的荣耀好像离我们很近，但另一方面好像又离我们很远。
And that is why when we talk about glory, we can't help ourselves to think about Christ.
但很多时候我想起荣耀的时候，我很多时候会想起自己的骄傲。
As we will see how Red Sea, crossing the Red Sea represent us crossing the Jordan River at the end,
好似过红海，亦都好似将后来要过呢个约旦河一样。
And we will also see Moses is pointing to Christ, the perfect prophet.
亦都睇到就系话摩西，亦都系指向将来呢个完美嘅先知耶稣基督。
We ought to not disconnect the work of the Red Sea to our own salvation.
亦都睇到呢个过红海，亦都系同我哋嘅救恩系有关系。
Now, before we get in, we want to touch bases on some of the problems in the background of the crossing the Red Sea.
咁我哋首先睇下呢段经文，睇下过红海其实有啲咩困难喺度咧。
Like I said earlier today, God took Israeli people not through the way that is normal at the time, but through the wilderness that was abnormal.
咁第一，我头先讲到就话，其实神可以好简单啊，向东北边走，可以带佢哋进入迦南地。神但系要佢哋咧兜一个圈入呢个旷野。
And also, God could have not hardened Pharaoh's heart, but He decided to.Harden Pharaoh's heart to pursue Israelites and inflict sufferings on Israeli people.
咁另一方面就话神亦都可以唔令到法老嘅心去刚硬，去追赶呢个以色列人，令到以色列人喺其中系受苦。
But this specific act in the redemptive history of God, if we look at a chapter previous one, one chapter before this one, we would know why He did that.
咁好多时候你会去睇翻神呢个救赎嘅历史嘅时候，佢做每一样嘢有佢嘅原因。如果我哋睇翻前面嗰段嘅经文
，In Exodus 13 verse 17, if you read it, we can have the answer to the initial question we asked. And let me read it to you. If you have your Bible, please do open your Bible with me as well. Exodus 13, verse 17. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
在这个的出埃及记的第十三章十七十八节，他这样说，法老用百姓去的时候，非利士地的路虽近，神却不令他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗，便后悔，又回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，有红海旷野的路，以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。
So why did God take Israel to the roundabout route into wilderness?And not the obvious route straight up to the promised land.
咁神所以呢度解釋咗俾我哋聽，點解佢唔走嗰條近嘅路，但係去繞道係曠野去呢個應許之地咧
？For lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
又裏邊話到，恐怕百姓遇見打仗後悔，就回埃及去。
Unfortunately, a lot of us are in this situation.
很多时候我
Today,
你和我都在这个的情况里面
When we see our wars, when we see our difficulties, we tend to return to our own Egypt.
很多时候当我们见到困难见到一些、不容易、我们在人生的仗的时候我们会回去我们本来的埃及
Through the wilderness, our own wilderness, great works of the Lord await. Yet, when we are in the between of the Red Sea and the Egyptians' army chasing us from the back, and we are at the danger of our death, we choose to be once again enslaved by our own culture and our own comfort.
当我们在这个旷野的时候我们很多时候会容许神的话语去提醒我们但当去到红海的边当这个埃及人去追赶我们的时候很多时候我们又会回去我们本来的文化我们自己的方法去做一些的事
But sadly this is exactly what Israel, the people of Israel did, didn't they?
这个就是以色列人所做的事是吗
In verse 5, when God hardened Pharaoh's heart, Egyptians said this, What have we done? We have let Israel go from serving us.
咁喺佢哋第五节佢话有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓变心说，我们用以色列人去，这作的是什么事呢
？So in verse 7, so he took 600 chosen chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers all over all of them to chase after them.
并带着600辆特选的车和埃及所有的车每辆都有车兵长。
And there Israelites lift up their eyes and saw that the Egypt's best army was marching after them.
咁當以色列人舉頭觀望嘅時候，就見到埃及最好嘅軍隊喺度追趕佢哋。
They saw this world's best army, and they feared greatly.
佢哋見到埃及嘅軍隊嚟到，佢哋就懼怕。
And they cried out to the Lord.
向耶和華哀求。
In a form of prayer.
喺祈禱裏邊向耶和華哀求。
And that's in verse. 11, they said to Moses, Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt?
於是在第11節他們說他們以色列人對摩西說難道在埃及 没有坟地，把你把我们带来死在旷野么？你为什么这样对待我们？将我们从埃及领出来呢？
And in verse 12, is not this what we said to you in Egypt, Moses? Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.
第十二节他继续讲，我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，用我们服侍埃及人么？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你一个问题。
If you were Moses in this moment,
如果你是摩西在这个时刻里面，
What would you do?
你会做什么呢？
What would you say to these people if you were Moses?
如果你是这个摩西的时候，你会对这一堆的以色列人讲什么呢？
For me, personally, I would not be very happy.
如果是我的时候，我就会觉得不开心。
Because these people want to go back to this enslavement of sin that God is trying to get them out of.
你看到就说神想帮你离开你的奴仆的身份，但你想回转头去做奴隶。
And they think that is even possible. When God calls one soul, it is impossible to reject that. But they think foolishly that, oh, we can go back because we don't want to die in here. We want to have a better life in Egypt.
他们觉得在埃及有更加好的生活，但是神其实想将这个自由将他们的灵魂给回他们。
And understanding what Moses did when he came down from the mount, to find out there was a golden calf and threw down the two tablets of stone and broke in half.
你想象就话喺后来，当摩西喺山上面落嚟，见到呢个嘅以色列人喺度拜紧金牛嘅时候，摩西佢嬲到将两块写住十架嘅板将佢抌碎咗去。
Probably this Moses, the leader of people of Israel.We're burning inside with anger and burning inside with a fury.
当摩西见到的时候，他是极其的愤怒。
But what did Moses do?
但是摩西在这里讲了什么呢？
In verse 13,
十三节，
and this makes me wonder how he could have said this. He said this, fear not.Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. See the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again.
摩西佢咁样讲，佢话不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。
Moses is casting a vision.
他将一样嘢好清楚、好活生生嘅讲出嚟。
Moses is reminding them who is our God.
他将呢个异象话俾佢听，亦都话俾佢听，究竟边一个只系你嘅神
？And before our God, no one stands against him.
喺我哋神嘅面前，冇一个人能够站立得稳。
So if we stop reading there, we could see Moses as a heroic leader of Israel.
你睇到今日睇到摩西系一个有如英雄一般嘅领袖。
And he said, "God will fight for you, so be silent."
佢话耶和华必为你们争战，你们只管静默。
Sound like Job when he was talking to his wife last week, doesn't it?
就好似上个星期我讲到约伯同佢太太讲嘢一样。
But outwardly speaking, he may have said that, but in verse 15, it's interesting, very interesting. If you read it in verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me?
但很奇怪的，在十五节里面，耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？
So before the presence of his people, Israelites, Moses is casting vision. God is with us. Be silent. He will fight for us, and no one shall stand against us.
所以在啲人嘅面前，摩西将一个异象俾到呢啲嘅以色列人。
But in 15, we see Moses is crying out his heart to his God.
但转过头嘅时候，摩西喺神嘅面前，佢向神去哀求。
Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward.
佢話點解你要向我哀求呢？佢話你吩咐以色列人往前走。
This is the language of a rebuke。
呢個好似一個係神喺度責罵摩西一樣。
Moses, you just told the people of Israel out of with confidence and faith, that it's going to be okay. But now you're coming to me. Seems like you don't have any faith.
哇！啱啱冇幾耐之前，你叫啲以色列人帶住信心昂然離開呢個嘅埃及，點解突然之間你擰轉頭向我哀求呢？
What you do before the people of God is different from what you're doing before me.
佢話你啱啱喺百姓面前講嘅説話，同我你而家喺我面前求神，好似兩個嘅人。
How you speak to fellow Christians are different from how you speak to me in your prayers.
佢話：你同呢、這個你嘅信你嘅其他信徒講嘢，同我講嘢，點解係咁唔同咧
？But interestingly enough, the rebuke language here in Hebrew, why do you cry? You is singular.
佢話點解你呢、這個你係一個人，即係講到摩西自己向我哀求咧
？But it's a collective singular. So when God is rebuking Moses, he's actually rebuking the entire nation.
咁但係當神去責罵摩西嘅時候，嗰一個你係講呢個眾數，向住整個以色列人去講。
So when he says, "Why do you cry to me?" He's not just only referring to Moses, but he's referring to a people that Moses is representing as a federal head.
所以當喺十五節耶和華對摩西說你嘅時候，佢係責罵緊整個嘅以色列人而由摩西去做呢個代表。
One thing that I do want to mention is this. In verse 11, and right before Israelites spoke to Moses, the people of God was speaking to God, praying to God.
啲人係向神嗰度去哀求。
When they saw the in verse 10, when they saw the Egyptians were marching after them, they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord.
在第十節他說當法老臨近的時候以色列人舉目看見埃及人趕來就甚懼怕向耶和華哀求。
And they prayed to God, cried out here means praying out of everything that they have. And after that, what happens is they're complaining to Moses.
咁當佢哋向神求完咗之後，佢就向呢個摩西去投訴。
We see that in Moses.
喺佢對摩西咁講。
What we see in Israelites, we see that in Moses.
我哋當其實我哋喺以色列人身上所見到嘅，就係摩西身上所見到嘅一樣。
People of Israel have faith in God, so they cry out to their Lord when they are in danger.
當佢有危險嘅時候，憑信佢哋向神求。
But when they speak to their leader Moses, they're complaining. They're full of complaint. There's no sign of faith.
但係當佢哋向佢領袖講嘢嘅時候，佢完全喺度投訴，冇任何嘅信喺入邊。
Moses, when he hears the complaints of the people of Israel, speaks out of great faith. Lord will fight for you. You will not see Egyptians.
咁當摩西向啲百姓講嘢嘅時候，佢同佢哋講，佢話神會去拯救你哋。
But when he comes before the presence of the Lord, he's feared, he's scared, he's afraid.
但係當佢去到神嘅面前嘅時候，佢好懼怕。
All that is to say, Moses represents the people, and people are Moses.
咁其實所以睇到就話摩西代表呢個以色列人，以色列人其實就係摩西。
And if you read closely to what Israelites were saying, there's no regard for worshiping God. There's no regard for serving God.
所以佢哋覺得敬拜神去服侍神，佢哋完全冇去留意呢一方面。
For the temporary alleviation, for the temporary relief from pain, Israelites chose to be enslaved by sin rather than going forward under God's leadership.
咁所以為咗得到呢個嘅為咗得到呢個嘅冇呢個受苦嘅時候，呢個以色列人去寧願翻去過去罪嘅裏邊。
Israelites saw and greatly feared the Lord. I mean, fear the world.
这个以色列人去怕这个世界。
God is using their sight to greatly fear once again God in verse 31.
咁喺第31节里边，神用佢哋所睇见嘅嘢，让佢哋再一次去信靠神。
At the center of theophany, God's working, a visible working of invisible God, we see God's created things doing supernatural things out of their own nature.
咁就係話，當神喺呢個自然嘅裏邊，佢喺度做事，佢喺度去解決佢哋嘅問題，將呢個就超自然嘅事做咗出嚟，俾佢哋去解決佢哋嘅問題。
There's nothing special about the Red Sea in itself.
紅海冇乜特別。
It was part of their life.
佢哋成日都會見到紅海。
Just like we can travel upstate New York to see Niagara Falls.
就好似等于我哋去揸上去呢个上州睇呢个尼加拉瓜瀑布
，or we can take I don't know a plane to go to West Coast and see a magnificent creation of God in Yosemite or Grand Canyon. They're magnificent in itself, but nothing out of the ordinary.
咁亦都正如或者我哋会搭飞机去西岸睇呢个优山美地或者系大峡谷啊，佢哋好靓，但系亦都只系自然嘅一部分。
When I say nothing out of the ordinary.What I mean by that is Romans 1, God's creation, created things do show God's invisible attributes, but that's just that.
咁正如喺呢个罗马书嘅第一章里边，佢话到神去创造呢个天地万物，其实喺天地万物里边，神嘅永能同神性本来系可以见到嘅。
It tells us about who God is, but it doesn't tell us anything about my sin, nor the need of my salvation.
喺嗰啲嘅自然界里边，我哋睇到咗神，但我哋睇唔到我哋嘅罪性。
But God decided to use limited and finite human beings, or the things that He have created in space and time, to disturb the law of nature with His great power.
咁但系神就用呢个有限佢所被造嘅人，去显示佢无限嘅荣耀。
When the Israelites actually saw the special theophany of God's power and the things they're so familiar with,
咁当人去见到咗神喺无形之中做咗有形嘅事嘅时候
，they feared God.
佢哋恐惧神。
Something is odd here.
咁其实好奇怪。
Something is not right.When the Red Sea kind of split in half.
咁好似紅海要分開係一件好奇怪嘅事。
But I believe it was Moses. It had to be Moses whom God used to split the Red Sea. Do you know why?
咁點解神係會專係用摩西去分開呢個紅海咧
？It couldn't be Joshua after Moses. It had to be Moses, in my opinion.
咁其實可以係約書亞咁做，但係神偏偏要去揀呢個。摩西去做呢一件嘅事。
How did God call Moses?
神系点样样呼召呢个摩西嘅咧
？In Exodus 3:15, how did God call him out of 40 years of shepherding into leading God's people out of Egypt?
喺之前呢个出埃及记里边，神系点样等咗40年去叫呢个摩西从佢牧羊嘅工作离开去服侍神咧
？In other words, what did he see?
你见到啲咩咧
？Something.Extraordinary out of burning bush.
神就系话令到一个荆棘去燃烧。
That's Exodus 3:15. Now you can ask, what's wrong with burning bush?
咁你话一个荆棘嘅燃烧有咩特别咧
？What's so special about burning bush?
咁燃烧嘅荆棘有咩特别咧
？Has anyone thought about that or asked that question?
有冇人谂过点解荆棘嘅燃烧系一件咁特别嘅事咧
？It's The nature forming supernatural.
咁喺一个好自然界里边一件超自然界嘅事。
The burning bush did not burn into ashes. It was burning non-stop.
而系话呢个嘅火系不断咁样去燃烧，但系而呢个荆棘又冇变成冇烧毁。
If we burn a tree. It would not last long to see it gone and disappear.
咁如果我哋去烧一棵树嘅时候，好快棵树会烧咗佢。
In order for a burning bush to keep on burning, it needed to use that bush as a fuel to keep on burning.
咁就话要用呢个嘅荆棘，令到佢不断咁喺度烧，佢只可以继续烧落去。
But bush remained as is and continuously burned.
咁但系呢度睇到就话个荆棘不断咁系被燃烧。
The heat of the fire did not consume those leaves or anything that that needed to be to stay burning.
咁但系呢个嘅荆棘嘅叶完全系冇被烧咗去。
God called Moses out of the Midian by showing who he is, supernatural ways, using the natural things.
所以睇到就话当神去呼召摩西嘅时候，佢喺自然界里边行咗一样超自然嘅事。
In other words, it had to be Moses who have already seen the supernaturals of the naturals.That had to split the Red Sea, or God has used to split the Red Sea.
所以睇到就话，所以同样神要选择呢个摩西喺呢个好平凡自然嘅事上边行使超自然嘅事。
So when God asked or commanded Moses to stretch out your hand and I will split the Red Sea, he did not hesitate because he have already experienced God's great power in his calling.
所以当神叫摩西去伸杖分开呢个红海嘅时候，摩西好自然去做呢一样嘢。
But when God used Moses to show who he is and his great power, the people of God feared him greatly more than ever.
咁当佢行使呢个神迹嘅时候，令到以色列人去惧怕。
And after they passed and seeing that all the Israelites were dead in the sea, they believed in God.Who saved them from the enemies that they once greatly feared?
咁而当佢见到以色列人，见到埃及人佢哋嘅死尸嘅时候，以色列人看见又敬畏又顺服。
But when you really think about how their prayers turned into complaint, I see that there's insecurity in Israelites.
咁我当你睇到呢个以色列人，佢由哀求变成呢个投诉嘅时候，睇到以色列人佢自己本身好缺乏安全感。
Because their immediate response is to help, O Lord God, in their prayer.
你睇到就话佢即刻啊，主啊，主啊。
Maybe
可能
in the deep part of the Israelites' heart, they all needed a savior.
喺呢个嘅以色列人嘅心底，佢需要一个救主。
Maybe they all needed someone to save them from Egyptian slavery.
佢要需要一个人去将佢从呢个嘅埃及，从呢个撒旦嘅呢个嘅奴役之中去释放出嚟。
Maybe all of them desire deeply in their heart and looking for someone to save them from this oppression.
佢可能喺心底里边需要有一个人将佢从呢个嘅欺压之中拯救出嚟。
And this oppression will go on and on.One generation after generation.
但呢一个嘅奴役，呢个欺压，由一代去到下一代。
And their child will have to experience the same oppression, and their child, and their child.
佢一代又一代嘅都要经历呢一个嘅欺压。
Maybe they all wanted all this time for someone to come and help them to come out of that pit they were in.
咁所以一个人将佢从呢个嘅洞穴喺呢个嘅窿里边去走出嚟。
But maybe they're way too accustomed to being slaves.
或者佢哋做咗奴隶做咗好耐，做惯咗。
Rather than they need to be people of God and child of God.
而去成为呢个神嘅儿女。
And maybe because they were so psychologically already culturally manipulated by the Egyptians.
咁但另一方面，可能喺文化上边，佢都习惯咗成为埃及人嘅奴隶。
Their thinking and consciousness were not right, and they just thought it was normal to be a slave to Egyptians.
咁令到佢哋觉得做奴隶系一件好自然嘅事。
They were into that state so long they forget that they were chosen people of God.
因为他们在做了奴隶这么久的时候忘记了他们是神的选民。
They spent so long and being surrounded by the culture that tells them otherwise, they probably forgot that they were the chosen people.
而忘記咗佢哋係神嘅選民。
So they wanted to go back and live there and die there.
所以佢哋去想會翻翻轉頭。
But God did not stay silent to that.
但係神唔係咁。
He did not just sit in the back seat and watched what would happen.
佢唔係坐喺後邊任由呢啲事情發生。
He heard their cries.
佢聽到佢哋嘅哀求。
He heard some of the Israelites crying out to God.
佢睇到佢哋向佢哀求。
And he sent Moses and Aaron.
咁佢唔可以就咁靜默落嚟。
So for those discouraged and manipulated people by sin, I can hardly come out of that situation they are in by themselves, on their own.
咁對於嗰啲係長期去受到罪抑壓嘅人，要去走翻出嚟係唔容易嘅事。
And this is exactly what God meant when he said in chapter 13, verse 17, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
所以點解第十七節佢話恐怕百姓遇見打仗後悔又回埃及去。
They need a savior, they want a savior.
佢哋需要一個救主，佢哋好想有一個救主。
But they're just juggling which one to go for. Should I return or should I...
但很多時候我們都在這裡選擇我們應該回頭或者繼續走這一條路。
And we can see this once again in verse 10 and verse 11, the formal prayer that was cried out to God becomes a complaint to a leader that's serving them.
所以看到就在第十一節他說他們由哀求變成一個的投訴。
And when God showed himself the great mighty power in splitting the Red Sea and destroying Israel's enemies once for all, Israel finally saw their God and knew what he can do.
咁而最后当佢见到神将佢哋嘅敌人去消灭嘅时候，佢哋就去敬畏信服佢哋嘅神。
This is how a person comes to be saved from being a sinner.
咁就係當呢一刻，當人係得救，唔再做呢個嘅罪人。
God initiates.
神去帶頭去揾我哋。
God sent Christ when we were sinners.
神將基督帶俾我哋，當我哋仲係做罪人嘅時候。
God doesn't come into our life because we deserve Him.
佢嚟到我哋嘅身上，唔系因为我哋配得有神。
God doesn't call us, you and I, to reach unreached, to reach unpreached people because they deserve it. No.
唔系因为我哋配得有神，所以神嚟揾我哋。
And if you look closely from chapter 13, 14, 15, it is God's exodus first, and then God commanded how to live.
是看到就是神去先去呼召他们离开，然后就告诉他们每一样东西。
God didn't save Israelites from the hand of Egyptians because they were living a godly life, obedient life to God's law.
当他们呼召以色列人的时候，以色列人不是过着一个很圣洁、很属乎神的生活。
Remember, they don't even have the Ten Commandments yet.
他们连这个十诫都没有。
And it is this cycle, it is this paradigm that God works His redemption.
这个就是神在这个救赎里面的工作。
And therefore, in before His presence and before His redemption, we ought to be humble before God.
当我们是被救赎之前，我要在神的面前要去谦卑。
A humble submission and reception of His grace is a proper response to His salvation.
我哋喺神嘅面前，我哋去谦卑，然后另一方面，亦都对于神佢嘅救恩，我哋要去接受。
We'll once again read. We will deal with this in a few minutes. But when Christ died on the cross, His atonement was not a potential one, but it was actual atonement.
当神喺十字架上边为到我哋死嘅时候，佢嘅救恩系俾晒所有嗰啲信靠佢嘅人。
What do I mean by atonement being a potential one or actual one?
佢嘅意思即系话，佢嘅救恩唔系俾一啲可能会成为基督徒嘅人，而系当佢嘅救恩临到嘅时候，已经临到喺将来会成为佢信徒嘅人。
Christ's atonement on the cross was actual in a sense. It happened that time actually.
即系话喺我刻里边，已经对于嗰啲将来会信佢嘅人已经发生咗。
His atonement for sinners, his chosen one.Happened actually once for all at that time when Christ died.
对于嗰啲会系信靠佢嘅人，系一次过神将呢个救恩已经俾咗佢哋。
But there are out there who thinks that the atonement of Christ is a potential one.
唔系话有可能喺我身上发生。
It's a potential because it needs person's faith to respond to what Christ has done on the cross.
只系需要人喺识。在那个时候用他的信去作出回应。
And therefore it nullifies what actually happened based on one's faith or one's decision.
所以不是说在乎于你那刻做的决定或者是那刻你作出的信。
If you decided to deny what Christ has done and there's no faith in you, then you are actually rejecting the historicity of atonement of Christ.
但如果你完全没有信的时候你就否定了他。
And that's what a potential atonement thinkers would say.
所以唔係話在乎於你作某邊一個嘅決定。
But that's not the case. Christ has died for his people.
所以我哋好多時話基督係為到佢嘅子民而死。
For his chosen people.
係為到佢所揀選嘅子民而死。
Now we want to turn our page to the agent that God used to bring about the life for Israel and death.For Egypt.
那我跟着讲到就话神拣选了什么人令到以色列人能够得到生而这个的埃及人去死亡。
Even just today's passage, we see a repeated word.
在这段经文里面我见到一个字重复又重复。
It's a word water.
我见到这个字就是个水。
What is water?
水是什么呢?
Water is the essence of our life.
所以是我们的生命一个很重要的部分。
We cannot live without water.
没人可以没水。
We can live without food for a while.
我们可以没东西吃但不可以没水。
But in the Bible, water appears as at least three things.
水有三个的目的。有三样东
西。First one is the element of life that only God can sovereignly rule and govern.
是一样神可以去控制的一样的东西。
Second is the essential element of life.
也是生命里面其中一样很重要的东西。
And lastly, an agent of cleansing.
水也是用来去清洗我们。
In today's passage, water is used as an agent of cleaning or a death of Egyptians.And life also cleaning for Israel.
咁喺呢段经文里边，神用水去洁净，一方面将嗰啲以色列人去清洗去，而另一方面亦都因为水嘅缘故，令到以色列人能够得到生命。
And similarly, we can think about Noah's ark, Noah's flood in Genesis 6-8.
咁或者你会谂到喺呢个嘅创世记里边呢个嘅挪亚方舟。
God used water to wipe out everyone except those who were invited to Noah's ark.
咁水神用水洁净呢个世界消灭大地，除咗挪亚嘅一家。
In a sense, this also points us to the final judgment.
亦都讲到话将来嘅审判嘅时候
，those who were outside of Noah's ark will be wiped away.
嗰啲喺呢个挪亚方舟以后嘅系完全被消灭。
And Noah's ark being the protection that we have in Christ.
咁呢个挪亚方舟就好似系我哋喺神里边得到嘅一个嘅保护，呢个拯救。
What did the flood do at the time of Noah's ark?
喺挪亚方舟嘅时候，洪水有咩目的咧
？The flood undone creation.
佢将一切所被造嘅都将佢清洗去。
The flood was used to make creation return to the pre-creation state.
将一切翻到未受造之前。
And in Genesis 1, water is described as, water pre-state of creation is described as chaotic water.
在創世記第一章裏面, 水,它說是,在當時來說是混沌。
So raining 40 days and 40 nights in Noah's ark, what's happening is the sinful created things are being undone to the pre-state of created things, which is before sin.
即是说当这个挪亚时代的洪水将一切不好的东西去消灭,回到它本来被造之前的情况。
So in that sense, God is using water to clean sinful world, taking it back to pre-created state before water and the water and the land were separated.
咁睇到就話神用呢個水去清洗大地.
In a sense, it created a new world.
去做過一個新嘅世界.
It was a new beginning for Noah's family.
對於挪亞一家嚟講係一個新嘅開始.
But everyone else, it was a judgment.
但亦都有呢個審判.
It was a renewal of the corrupted and tainted world by sin.
咁將呢個被罪所污染嘅世界重新開始.
Also in the Old Testament, it was common that God used drought, lack of water, as a manifestation of divine judgment.
咁另一方面喺舊約聖經裏面都講到話神用呢個饑荒呢個嘅去審判呢個世界.
In other places like Jonah, as you know the story well, in Jonah 2, water, the deep sea, and the sea monster that swallowed up Jonah clearly and figuratively depict his death.
咁亦都睇到呢個嘅喺約拿書裏邊，神都用水去懲罰佢。
And Jonah himself uses the word Sheol, the Hebrew word for the place of dead, to identify his situation in the fish.
咁喺當約拿用到 Sheol 呢個字嘅時候，形容到佢一個差唔多臨近死亡嘅狀況。
So when Jonah was surrounded by water, he described his state as I am being in the Sheol, the place of dead.
咁當佢被水環繞嘅時候，約拿話：我好似喺呢個嘅死亡嘅附近。
So in that sense, water is being used as an agent of death, an agent of life, as well as agent of God's judgment.
咁所以睇到水可以係帶來呢個生命，亦都導致死亡，亦都神將佢用嚟審判。
Now, like I said, water is the only element in life that God can sovereignly rule and govern. But in the Old New Testament, we see that Jesus also has the same power.
咁喺新約聖經裏邊，神耶穌基督都會用水。
Jesus commanded raging sea to calm down.
去令到呢個風暴去靜下來。
And Jesus walked on water.
佢亦都行喺水嘅上邊。
Jesus turned water into wine.
佢將水變為酒。
And Jesus can give the living water for quenchable souls.
亦都將嗰啲飢渴嘅人俾佢哋有活水.
What was only reserved, the power and the sovereign rule that was reserved only to God in Old Testament, we see that has been given to the New Testament to Jesus.
咁喺舊約聖經裏邊神用水，而新約聖經裏邊耶穌基督要用到水.
So in Luke 8:25, his disciples asked Jesus out of perplexity.
咁喺呢個嘅路加福音第8章
8:25節裏面咁講. And his disciples said, he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?"
咁喺第25節裏面，神話你們的信心在哪裏？他們懼怕又稀奇。
As we're reminded that it all began because God hardened. We're going back to Exodus. It all began because God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
咁佢哋會咁樣有咁嘅反應，就正如好似喺今日嘅經文裏面，神去令到法老嘅心剛硬。
So God is using water as well as God is using Israel's enemies.
咁神用水，亦都神用呢個以色列人嘅敵人。
In college and fellowship, career and fellowship, we are diving into studying the theme of theodicy.
咁喺呢個嘅大學生團契裏面，我哋講到話神喺呢個無形之中去做有形嘅事。
Theodicy means a defense of God's goodness in view of the existence of evil.
咁喺呢个嘅邪恶之中，神嘅美善会被彰显出嚟。
So simply put, we're studying the paradox of the coexistence of God the good and the existence of evil.
咁喺呢度睇到就话神嘅美善、神嘅好同呢个世界嘅坏系并存。
At least one thing that we can know from today's passage about existence of evil is this: that God uses those existence to bring His glory.
神用佢呢一啲嘅唔好嘅事，将佢嘅荣耀彰显出嚟。
So under God's sovereign will and purpose, He hardened Pharaoh's heart so that at the end, everyone, including Egyptians, may see the glory of God and fear Him greatly.
就是当呢个埃及王嘅心眼嘅时候，最后将神嘅名去彰显出嚟。
And in the beginning of sermon, I have repeated that verse 4, verse 17, 18, and verse 8, we see God hardening Pharaoh's heart.
咁喺呢个第十四章里面嘅第四节、第十四章嘅第八节同埋其他地方讲到第十七节，佢话到佢令到埃及人同法老嘅心刚硬。
And God said, "When I have gotten glory over Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen, I will be glorified through everyone."
咁佢话，当我要在法老或者全军车辆马兵上得荣耀。
Everyone, meaning even the ones that deny God's existence, will glorify God.
嗰啲唔承认神存在嘅人，今日佢哋会去荣耀佢。
Even they will be given knowledge of God they do not deserve.
佢哋会得到认识神呢一切嘅知识。
Once again, God's manifestation happens first, then the Egyptians and Israelites believe in God.
佢将呢一切去彰显出嚟，让我哋睇到佢系神。
I think some of us can relate that to know and to see what you've hoped for being destroyed into ashes is a devastating experience.
好多时候，当我哋见到，当我哋有一啲嘅希望，将我希望幻灭嘅时候。
Because Egyptians have seen everything that they put trust on, everything that they hoped for being destroyed.
我哋睇到就话呢个嘅埃及人将佢哋嘅信佢信心放喺佢哋自己嘅嘢上边。
Even that vanquisher of our destroyed hope and trust is God, our Creator. Even it is God who destroys our temporal hope or earthly hope. We cannot escape from feeling betrayal, hopeless.
就算我哋好多时候将我哋嘅信放喺好多地上边，或者好多俗世事上边嘅时候，好多时候我哋最终我哋会失望。
Even if you know that it is God who is deconstructing your house built on sand for the sake of your own goodness and for the sake of God's glory.
好多时候就算将我哋所有嘅嘢可能最后变成呢个尘埃嘅时候。
It will be. We cannot escape from feeling anger towards God at times, or even disappointment at God sometimes.
当呢一啲事发生嘅时候，我哋好难避免，我哋会失望。
And this is how we think about what we believe in, don't we?
咁有时候可能嗰刻你会问翻你自己，究竟你信啲咩咧
？Mark Twain gave one interesting quote that I want to share with you today.
咁有一个好特别嘅一个说话同你分享。
It is this, it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble.
很多时候可能是你不知道的事令到你最终是有问题。
But it's what you know for sure that just aren't so.
但很多时候会不会是其实很多事你以为自己很知道反而最终你是不清楚的呢？
What you believed and what you thought to be your life savior, life sustainer, last prosper in this world,Just not so.
好多时候你以为嗰样嘢你靠住呢一样嘅嘢，一啲嘅事情系会帮助你嘅时候，最终可能就系嗰一啲嘢令到你去失望。
The Egyptian gods and some Israelites too that the believed Egyptians god that Egyptians believed and worshipped and they put their trust on weren't shown to be false gods in the ten plagues.
咁好多時候，呢個埃及人所信嘅嗰啲嘅嘢，最終係令佢哋失望。
Before the Red Sea, God destroyed every element, every perceivable idol in Egypt with 10 plagues.
咁喺呢個紅海之前，神將用呢個嘅十災，將埃及人所信嘅嘢
And the climactic manifestation of God's supremacy that I am the Lord, I am the host of the Lord, and power is at Red Sea.
在红海这件事上面，让他们看到究竟哪一个才是这个真神。
How did Egyptians who are feeling betrayal, who are feeling devastation because what they believed in and hoped for were destroyed, yet be able to worship God and see His glory?
咁而呢個讓呢個以色呢個埃及人去睇到佢一直所信靠嘅嘢啊，最終令佢哋失望。
It's not that complicated.
唔係一件好難明白嘅事。
At the end of the day, whether people are with God or away from God, everyone will see His glory.
咁嗰啲人去最終睇到神嘅榮耀。
Whether you're far from Him, whether you're close to Him, you will see His glory. But how that appears to you, how that comes to your heart may differ.
咁究竟你自己去點樣睇，就係另一回事。
As Christians today, I want to wrap up to this message. We have been saved from our bondage of sin.
我哋睇到咗我哋好多嘅罪，得到呢個嘅拯救。
Because the Son of Jesus, Son of God, Jesus Christ, actually atoned for our sins.
好多時候，耶穌基督去救咗我哋好多嘅罪。
Now, once we were enslaved by sin.And this world continuously demands us to serve the world, not God.
很多时候这个世界叫我们去服侍世界的东西，不是服侍神。
We have to remember the sight of the cross.
我们去记起我们所望见的十字架。
We have to remember that Christ died on the cross.
我要想翻起基督喺十字架上面为我哋死。
And He has set us free from this bondage.
佢令到我哋从呢个嘅捆绑之中得释放。
And that is the greatest miracle that could happen in the whole world.
咁喺呢个世界上发生最好嘅一个
奇迹。Throughout the human history.
喺人类嘅历史上边。
To overcome death.
去胜过呢个死亡。
And have a resurrected new life.
好似我一个重生嘅一个新嘅生命。
Like I said last week, death is something no one can escape from.
死亡系一个我哋唔可以去逃避嘅一样嘅嘢。
It is as powerful as love.
好多时候啊，喺一部分上边。
But when we see Christ dying for us, suffering for us, being buried and resurrected and ascended into heaven,
但系当我见到基督为我哋嘅罪去十架。
Just as Israelites saw that snake that was attached to the top of the stick and see him, and if they saw it, they were saved.
咁正如以色列人去望住呢个像上面有一条嘅铜蛇，就去得到拯救嘅时候
，We must behold Christ.
我哋要去看睇住啊，望住基督。
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are in a various stages of suffering and happiness in your life right now.
我哋今日每个人都喺唔同嘅状况、境况嘅里边。
But only when we look to Jesus, not the problems.
我哋唯有我哋去望住基督，唔系望住我哋问题嘅时候。
What I mean by that, I mean don't turn away from your problems, but bring your problems and look to Jesus.
即系话叫你唔好将你嘅问题去避开佢，将你问题带到神嘅面前。
Only then we will see the great works of the God, works of our Lord.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你只可以睇到神。
And we will fear Him greatly out of reverence.
咁我哋咁嘅时候，我只会去睇到神为我所做嘅嘢。
And we will see that God is working and doing in our life.
我只可以睇到神喺我身上嘅工作。
When we are in a life-threatening danger, let us look to Jesus.
当你喺困难、喺危险嘅时候，我哋要仰望基督。
Because He uses every means to show us who He is so that we may see His great power.
好少我能够睇见祂的能力。
Let us believe in Him.
And glorify Him.
All glory be to Christ. Let
us pray. 我们的神。
Dear God, we ask You to use all the means that You have created in this world to once again remind us who You are. That we ought to worship You with the things that You have given us.Whether it is good or bad. So that, Lord, when we come to You, allow us to come to You as a whole inner and outer person, as You have created, as a new creation in Christ. Allow us to come to You once again throughout this week, and knowing that You are with us and walking with us and speaking with us, knowing that you are mighty God. In mighty Jesus' name we pray. Amen.